live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for May 30th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by the founders are absolutely brilliant. We reject revolution. Go study history. It doesn't turn out well most of the time. But we do stand for a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you had an absolutely fantastic Memorial Day extended weekend. We were live yesterday, and we talked about critical issues. We talked about Memorial Day, which is a federal holiday in the United States, for remembering the people who died while serving in the country's armed forces. This holiday, it was called, quote, Decoration Day back in the 1800s and seemed to originate in the South. Following President Lincoln's assassination in April 1865, commemorations were ubiquitous. The sheer number of soldiers on both sides who died in the Civil War, more than 600,000, by the way, meant that burial and memorialization took on new cultural significance. Okay, that's the kind of history of the day. We talked about Tim Wildman, Focus on the Family, says sacrifice is the theme of Memorial Day. The sacrifice of individuals, the sacrifice of families, the sacrifice of communities, the sacrifice of a nation. May God continue to bless America on behalf of those who gave their lives for her. Please take time with family and friends over this Memorial Day extended weekend to reflect on the cost of freedom and our responsibility to defend and promote it. And boy, do we agree with that reality, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about the importance of following the Prince of Peace and rejecting the divisive narrative that seems to take place. Patrick J. Buchanan has warned that many of the great heroes of the Civil War era are being demonized. Patrick Buchanan points out that for 100-plus years, Americans lived comfortably side by side, honoring the dead of both the North and the South, and that is as it ought to be. But since the 1960s, there has been this ideology that holds that the Confederacy is the moral equivalent of Nazi Germany. And those who fought under the Confederate flag should be regarded as traitors. Now, this is as false as it can get, folks, and as divisive and destructive to the nation as it could possibly be. Thus, in New Orleans, statues of Jefferson Davis, president of the Confederacy of America, and General Robert E. Lee were just pulled down, folks. And the drive is underway to take down the statue of Andrew Jackson, former president of the United States as well. Today, the men that we used to revere as the great captains, explorers, missionaries, and nation builders are seen as a racist, imperialist, wicked enterprise that basically hated and destroyed the natives who were so kind to them. Ladies and gentlemen, as we honor our ancestors this Memorial Day weekend, please let us do so without prejudice against heroes of the other side who were fighting for a cause in which they deeply believed that they felt was just and right. Remember, we probably would have felt the same way were we back in their day. Now, let's be very clear. We need to stand together, not be divided. And I'm telling you, if they divide our history, and if the next generation doesn't realize their historical significance, what was fought for and why, by whom, for what reasons, we're going to really struggle to maintain the sacred cause of liberty. Ron Paul even asks the question, are we fighting terrorism or creating more terrorism? RonPaulInstitute.org is the site for that. article, but it's incredible, talking about how we need to really follow the Prince of Peace and reject war. This military-industrial complex has got to go. Do we really believe we're fighting terrorism by terrorizing innocent civilians overseas? How long until we learn to accept that collateral damage is just another word for murder? The real problem is that both Washington and London are more interested in regime change overseas than any blowback that might come from their foreign policy actions. Let us have a new resolve to reject that narrative. The first hour was incredible, talking about how we need to learn to follow the Prince of Peace and pull down the powers of heaven by good, honest, moral, just living, by standing by the Prince of Peace's policy of a humble foreign policy, and by doing our very best to teach the principles of Jesus Christ, keeping the commandments, understanding our role in history. We can be a beacon on a hill, but it doesn't start by calling war peace. It doesn't start by building up the military-industrial complex. It doesn't start by nation-building after we do that and breaching the sovereignty of foreign nations and then pretending that somehow we're the moral high ground. That doesn't work, folks, and never will. The blowback is too great. The CIA documented it. The founding fathers were indeed correct to avoid foreign entanglements. Anyway, great hour talking about all that. Second hour, Sam and Kurt broke down the Banana Republic elections in the United States. You got this BraftReport.com or PravdaReport.com is what it's called. I guess it's a news service that, you know, borrows from Russian terms. Anyway, bottom line is election fraud's live and well in America today. Even Donald Trump has put together a group to look into it. But nothing is more hypocritical, ladies and gentlemen, than to hear that the U.S. government is going to send, quote, election observers to other countries. Because in America, you know what? Elections are easily rigged. And why are we, again, meddling in the affairs of other nations? Militarily speaking, elections speaking, it just doesn't end. Three different Supreme Court cases stated that the U.S. rights to vote consists of two parts. One, the ability to cast a ballot, and two, the ability to make sure that the counts are accurate. And right now, there's no way with these digital systems to ensure the vote count is correct. Absolutely no way. By the way, this is the first major election in America where the people are learning just how compromised the computer-based vote has really become. We talked about that. We also talked about Seth Rich assassinated for truth. We talked about the Georgia House race is the priciest in history. Spending already tops $37 million. Wow, it's out of control. And again, is that vote tampering when we spend that much money on elections, when we bring in that kind of outside money? I'm not against people having the right to spend money on elections, but what I'm telling you is at some point, when does it become rigged? When you spend that kind of money and then you can't get an accurate vote count, at some point you say, you know what? There's a problem here. Donald highlighted it. Hillary's highlighting it in her own way. But the bottom line is the more they push the Russian narrative tampering in elections, the more we realize there's nothing there. Oh, sure, foreign nations have always tried to tamper with elections. We tamper with elections all across the country, or all across the world, I should say. So maybe we ought to dovetail into the Obama and Hillary attempts across the world to tamper with elections. Should we get into that? All right, there you have it. That's a recap of the hard-hitting broadcast that took place live on Memorial Day. We believe it's one of the most sacred days to honor our dead and to honor those who gave great sacrifice, sometimes even sacrificing for wrong reasons, meaning they get into a war thinking they're defending America, find out that we're the world's cop, and that we're not really defending the principles that they thought they were. It doesn't change the fact that their service is no less appreciated, no less valuable to the nation. Bottom line is, let's make sure that we go into the future. In other words, we come out of this Memorial Day with memories of the past and with a commitment to the future to stand for the sacred cause of liberty by following the Prince of Peace. If we keep his commandments, he will heal our land, is the biblical promise. And boy, do we stand by that reality check. All right, it's going to be Sam and Kurt the rest of the way, breaking down all kinds of news the networks refuse to use, stories. Remember, all weekend long, they release news on these holidays when most folks just simply aren't paying attention. Everybody's out having a barbecue and partying and having a good time. Right after the pause, we'll tell you about a party that, well, I guess it's a racist party, you might say, that you and I as white people would not be allowed to attend, I should say. It's serious. It's serious indeed. But that's what's going on. Again, is the mainstream press going to highlight this as the racist agenda that it is? Or are they going to go ahead and give a pass as they continue doubling down on their double standard, huh? Hard-hitting news straight ahead. Sam and Kurt on your radio. We are indeed live. LibertyRoundtable.com, our website, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Check them all out. Donate and get involved in the greatest solutions. We take on the mainstream press. He who owns the media makes the rules, and the new media is indeed taking center stage.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kurt, the terrorist, racist organization called Black Lives Matter throws an exclusively black Memorial Day weekend party. It's the New York City chapter of Black Lives Matter that got it done. They basically say, hey, if you're white, you can support us in other ways like putting in your cash, but don't attend our events. You're just simply not welcome. And by the way, Black Lives Matter routinely hosts black-only meetings and events. Now, just imagine if the whites tried to get away with something like this. The bottom line is I don't have a problem with blacks having their own events. That's fine. But this organization is terrorist. This organization is evil. They get these prizes for being so peaceful, but yet everywhere they go, violence and controversy breaks out. They got a bunch of white apologists that fund them. And David A. Clark Jr., sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, says they're a terrorist organization. Could imagine that. So they're just simply saying, hey, if you're white, you're not even welcome, my friend. What do you think of that?
Doesn't pass the smell test, Sam.
All right. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that story up, though. It's just interesting. I'm highlighting it because, again, is the mainstream press going to talk about this? I mean, I'm telling you right now, if we had a white exclusive event, White Lives Matter, and we were to have a chapter in New York City and have a, you know, only whites party over the Memorial Day weekend, people would be saying, you know what? What about black people who have died in the military and other, you know, if we routinely hosted white only meetings and events, how would we be treated? I'm just saying it's fascinating when you watch it all. All right, there you have it, Kurt. All right, I guess the White House Communications Director, Mike Dubke, has resigned. Caitlin Collins writes this piece, Kurt. This is the mainstream press. They highlight that this guy's resigned. But here's the pay dirt that they don't really talk about, it seems. White House leakers identified is the next headline. By the way, that story's going up in literally minutes on LibertyNewsDaily.com. But reports are emerging that at least three men or three members of the White House staff, by the way, all apparently holdovers from the Obama administration, have been identified as leakers of sensitive information, sometimes classified information. Now, they're expected to be fired, Kurt. And they may also face criminal prosecution. It's expected that Donald Trump will want to make examples out of them to show what can be expended or to show what can happen to these leakers to make sure that it doesn't happen. We don't want others to follow the path. They say the leakers' names have not been released yet, but I find that interesting. This guy resigns right when we find out we've discovered who the leakers are, Kurt. This is interesting, huh? And I don't know if he's one of the leakers or not, but I do know this. We told Donald he needed to drain the swamp, and we told you that he didn't drain it fast enough, and this is positive proof in every case.
Yep, exactly right, Sam. And
see, why am I not the communications
needs
director?
To be going on. Great point, Sam.
I'm just saying, who is this Mike guy anyway? Do you want to look up his name and look up on Wikipedia? Who is this guy? Who is this Mike goofball that just decided to resign? Why would he decide to resign? Probably needs to spend time with family, doesn't he, Kurt?
Well, yeah, everybody needs to do that. But in this case, so many times what you've got is these entrenched bureaucrats who have basically grown up there, if you will, and they've got these insider buddies, and they know how Washington's supposed to run, and Trump doesn't fit the narrative for that, does he?
Well, I don't even know much about this guy, but he doesn't seem to be the main guy in the media, really. I mean, have you seen this guy in the media, Tom Kurt?
I don't remember him.
He's the White House Director of Communications in office March 6th, 2017 to May 30th, 2017. He was preceded by Sean Spicer, succeeded by vacant, which means hopefully Sam Bushman coming up. He's 47 years old, born in 1970, Hamburg, New York. He's a Republican from the political party there. Shannon Dubke is his wife. He's got two kids. Hamilton College, New York is where he was educated. But who is this guy? Where did he come from? Now, they don't know when he's going to depart. We haven't announced that date yet. But by the way, Dubke has worked in, quote, political affairs since the 1980s. He was a founder of Crossroads Media. Now, do you know much about Crossroads Media, Kurt?
I've never heard of them. Have you?
No. I don't know much about this guy. And I'm not here to down the guy, but he's a native of Hamburg, New York. He attended Hamburg High School. He's a graduate of Hamilton College. Now, they say in his career, he has been involved in political affairs since 1988. Now, I guess he's been tied to political campaigns in the past. I'm not sure this guy's not part of the swamp, Kurt. Right? He held the positions of executive director of both the Ripon Society. Do you know about that, Kurt? That's a national organization of, quote, moderate Republicans. And the Ripon Educational Fund. Now, I guess him and the Ripon Fund, or whatever this thing is that he's involved in, they supported and backed Senator Bob Dole for president. And I guess he was going to vote against the Human Life Amendment. Then he reversed course and affirmed his, quote, pro-life stance. Now, he's pushed for Bob Dole and others to have a more tolerant view or position on abortion and to push for it to become part of the Republican platform. So, he's also been involved with Americans for Job Security. This guy, Kurt, is a moderate Republican after the order of Bob Dole. Now, it talks about his Crossroads Media involvement. In 2001, he founded the Republican media services firm, Crossroads Media. It was brought into a level of prominence, they say, during the 2008 elections. The company provides services for American Crossroads, quote, a super PAC founded by Karl Rove, Kurt. Now, he worked on the campaign for New York Congressman Chris Collins. Bottom line, Kurt, as far as I can tell, this is basically a guy that hangs out with Karl Rove, Bob Dole, and these kind of guys. See, this is a political insider to the highest order, Kurt. Donald is not going to drain the swamp with these people around, pushing for a moderate position on abortion, hanging out with Karl Rove, backing Bob Dole. He also founded the BlackRock Group with political operative Carl Forte. He also served as a partner in the firm, which served overall strategists and consultants for Lisa Murkowski and her reelection effort in 2016. So everybody that's liberal in the Republican Party or an insider or whatever you want to say, right now half the undermining is going on by Lisa and others, right? Dubke also handled media for Dan Sullivan and the senatorial campaign in Alaska. This guy is trouble, Kurt. So there you have it. I guess they live in Alexandria, Virginia, Dubke and his wife. They got two children. I don't find this guy a good guy at all, Kurt. I'm glad he's gone. But shame on the Donald for hiring a guy like this. Tapped into Karl Rove and all these guys. That's as inside Republican as you can get, Kurt. So while Black Lives Matter routinely hosts black-only events, and if you criticize them, you're a racist. And now the communications director, Mike Dubke, resigns. Caitlin Collins. And we find out White House leakers identified. I'm convinced this guy's one of the leakers, Kurt. Don't know that for a fact, but it's very strange indeed. We know these insiders hate the Donald, don't we?
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. 29 Coptic Christians have died because of Islamic State terrorists in Egypt. The Christians were on their way to visit St. Samuel's Monastery. Their bus ambushed by gunmen. The Islamic State is increasing its attacks on Egypt's Christian minority. 45 Christians died on a Palm Sunday suicide bombing attack at Coptic churches in Alexandria and Tanta in Egypt. 25 were killed when Cairo's St. Mark's Coptic Cathedral was bombed back in December of last year. Many are worried about the Christian minority there. After meetings with President Trump, Germany's Angela Merkel told the Christian Democratic Union rally that, quote, the times in which we could completely depend on others are on the way out. We have to fight for our own destiny. Merkel's comments are being heralded as a watershed moment in German and American relations. Now, Merkel is not happy with President Trump, who would not commit to backing the Paris Climate Treaty. During the visit, the president told NATO allies they needed to spend more on their own defense. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
We taught you skip stones.
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby. Now, Kurt's got a headline from Drudge Report I don't know how to handle. Because there's just weird stuff going on everywhere in the world, and this is no different. Kurt? Drudge headline.
Yeah, you know, Sam, you know, you think about records broken by different people in the world, and, you know, like one of the world record that I'd like to see is, hey, let's break the world's record on how long we've had the, you know, an unconstitutional Federal Reserve. You know, let's go ahead and stop that, or, you know, see if we can break the record on how long we've had the IRS and say no more of that, you know. But they've got a lot of other ways of doing record-breaking stuff. The headline from Drudge about this story that comes from across the pond says, Kung Fu Master breaks record by pulling helicopter with genitals. Now, it's not the helicopter doesn't have genitals, but...
Not
this,
yet.
Yeah, okay. This individual, I guess there's some kind of a world record on how far people pull things with those parts of their body. And the previous record was like less than 26 feet. This guy planned to, you know, go for 26 feet, actually got the thing pulled 33 feet. I guess before he had dragged seven cars with this part of his anatomy, now he's towed a helicopter. Several hundred people, as well as official adjudicators, you know, these are guys making
sure. I thought you were going to bring up the record about hot dog eating contests, you know, but yeah. Hey.
Anyway, they watched as this guy named Yi Hong Wei, who goes by the stage name of Yi Wei, towed the heavy military helicopter with a rope tied around his genitals. Footage of the incredible feat I'm just surprised everybody hasn't seen this.
I'm
already,
surprised
Sam.
That somebody doesn't tell him to get some kind of reassignment surgery to get rid of those things, Kirk. I don't know what's up with that.
Well, or at least explain to him that this isn't what they're for. But anyway, they gave him the world record certificate by officials representing the World Record Academy. He's from the city of Zibo in East China's Shandong province.
Now, Kurt, you know how I bring up these weird, you know, realities? This guy pulling this helicopter with his genitals is from Shandong.
Yeah,
I'm just saying it doesn't get any more weird than that. Just
he's
saying.
He's been practicing
now,
what they call...
you understand Shandong, right, Kurt? You understand what I'm talking about here?
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, it's very weird, is it not? I mean, you got to admit.
Yeah, I figured you'd
of all the places you'd be
that.
From, you're from Shandong, and you're pulling helicopters with your genitals. Okay. Just weird stuff in the news, Kurt. I don't know what value it has.
Yeah. I bring it up mostly to say, you know, what shocks me is that, you know, this isn't running wall to wall, and this guy's not basically a national hero or a world hero already. But you know, there are some strange things that happened.
I'm surprised that people don't get him on reality TV and say, "Let's see the trailer hitch." Kurt is all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's where they'll go next, right?
I suppose.
I mean, you got to see where the magic happens. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Now, we reject this. All I'm telling you is that's where our world goes. You know, when we could try to, you know, solve world's hunger in the private sector via religious organizations and, you know, philanthropists using their money in an effort to try to, you know, bring peace and stability and safety and to the world and reduce hunger and all the things that we could be working on, you know, bringing back news the networks refuse to use in the media, focusing on stories for the who, what, when, where, why. You know, setting up America as a religious Christian country, setting up the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, as a beacon on the hill, talking about mothers and fathers and how they could raise children together as husband and wife. The two roles are not, you know, adversarial, but complementary. There's so many things we could be doing and focusing on, but this? Are you kidding me? And this guy's getting all kinds of awards and prizes and all that kind of stuff. So there you have it, Kurt. All right, anything else on this guy?
Nothing yet that I can see. But
now Obamacare rates are in the news, Kurt. Did you see this?
Obamacare rates.
Yeah. Obamacare rates are expected to increase 23% in North Carolina in 2018 alone. Jack Crow writes the piece. Blue Cross Blue Shield announced the premium hike on the heels of a, quote, 24.3% premium increase this year and a 32.5% increase in 2016. So the bottom line is Blue Cross's Obamacare premiums have risen, or I should say more than doubled, since the passage of Obamacare mandated insurance in 2014. Do you want to talk about that, Kurt, a little bit?
Well, you know, look at how much, look at whatever government has jumped into. The education industry, the health care or sick care industry, those are a couple of my... at least that are really big ones, if you ask me. Look at what has happened to the cost of items since government has gone into those areas. The prices go nothing but up, 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 and through the stratosphere, it seems like to me. And it only makes sense. All you have to do is ask a simple question. If in your world... let's just say it, we're talking about my world, in the world of raw honey, you know, and there was a government mandate that everyone buy raw honey, and that, you know, if the individual couldn't pay for it, the government would, you know, step in. It would be very tempting as a raw honey dealer, if you will, to not raise the price, right, Sam? And
why would you not raise the price, Kurt?
Well, why would I now?
No, I'm saying in this scenario you're painting, why would you not raise the price? In other words,
well,
you would almost be forced to raise the price.
Yeah, the only reason I wouldn't is because, you know, I'd look at it and think, well, I want to keep the government out of it. I want to make it so that people
can use... Yeah, but the price would raise to you, Kurt, and you'd be forced to raise the price.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's exactly what has happened in so many areas, where government gets involved. Solar power, you know, I mean, just go on down the list. Wherever,
well, that's my only problem
there
with the solar power industry. If we can get government out of it, I'd be 100% backer of that baby.
Yeah, that's right.
I totally would, because I think that there's real opportunity there. But as long as the government meddles, I just don't think so. Anyway, it's interesting. Blue Cross's Obamacare premiums have more than doubled since the passage of Obamacare has made insurance mandatory for most Americans. It's happened since 2014. It's only taken, what, 3 short years to double, Kurt? What does the future look like for that thing?
I expect it to, unless they go ahead and repeal it and, you know, don't replace it. But I know, but I'm just saying that unless they do, then you just count on higher and higher costs.
Amen.
That are, you know, just...
What I find sad about it is that Congress is just stuck on stupid, though. I mean, it's not going anywhere. Now it's all just bogged down in the Senate.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
The House doesn't even need the Senate to defund it, Kurt.
That's a great point, but it seems like somebody in the House ought to know it besides us.
Yeah, and, you know, Donald could just simply shut it down by saying, look, there's confusion between the courts. They say it's a tax. Congress claims that it's not. On that very confusive point alone, we're going to basically shut it down and have Congress draft something that makes sense and tell them we're putting a halt to the con game. Donald could do that, but he won't, Kurt. He won't. I'm submitting to you that all these people are nothing but talk. They don't want to get rid of Obamacare. They love it. They pretend they want to get rid of it, but they don't. I think there's a few in there that actually do. Steve King's one of them, by the way. But the rest, all talk. They voted for abolishing Obamacare when they knew Barack would, you know, shut it down. Now they don't dare vote the same way or even bring it up for a vote so you can know who's who. All right, quick pause, Liberty Roundtable.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, folks, we're not leaving the Seth Rich murder alone. I guess CNN's in the news about this. WorldNet Daily brings us the piece on, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam, and, you know, surprisingly, there was some congressman who, you know, the guy's name is, let's see if we can find him. He's a
Jack
congressman
Berkman?
Out of
Berkman?
Texas.
No, well, that's the investigator
this
guy.
This one's Blake Farenthold, a Republican from Texas, and he was on with the CNN hosts, you know, talking about this whole thing. And by the way, remember CNN, the WorldNet Daily guys remind us that's the news network that was famously dubbed fake news by President Trump. Anyway, they attacked this Republican lawmaker that called for a federal investigation of the unsolved murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich and any possible role he may have had in the leaking of Democratic National Committee emails during the 2016 election. I guess kind of this is the way it went, the words on air. My fear is our constant, this is what the Republican congressman said from Texas. He said this on CNN. My fear is our constant focusing on the Russians is deflecting away from some other things that we need to be investigating. There's still some question as to whether the intrusion of the DNC server was an insider job or whether it or not it was the Russians, end quote. Well, the CNN reporters, they say, quickly cut the congressman off. Guy's name is John Berman there at CNN. He said, I'm sorry. The insider job, what are you referring to here? Then the congressman said, well, there's stuff circulating on the internet. My question is why? And then he was again cut off by the host. The host said, what's circulating on the internet that you think is worthy of a congressional investigation? Because the D.C. police are investigating this, and so far they haven't said that there's anything there to suggest any DNC link to Rich's murder, the CNN host demanded. Now, this guy's a fourth-term congressman. I've never really heard of him before, but anyway, he noted that the DNC denied the FBI's multiple requests. The DNC sounds like they're more powerful than the FBI, but anyway, the FBI had requested to examine the hacked computers.
Well, if you don't believe that, Kurt, then just drill back to the Vince Foster case for your evidence.
Good point.
Same scenario,
good point,
right?
Sam. Yeah, that's exactly, you know, I mean, it's nothing here, you know, for you guys to look at. Instead, I guess they say the DNC hired a third-party organization who, you know, is kind of chums with some at the DNC. They call it CrowdStrike, and they performed an analysis. And then the congressman from Texas said, we're relying only on the report of somebody that the DNC contracted to examine their computer rather than having federal officials examine them. To me, we need to let the feds look at it. And they do give you a timeline on what the whole thing happened there with Seth Rich.
But let me give you the bottom line.
To me, is
there's this
important
investigator that this congressman refers to that's digging into this.
Yeah, that's right.
And his name is Jack Berkman, or Berkman. And Jack Berkman, the investigator, says that cops hid evidence and halted the Seth Rich investigation for political purposes. Berkman, that's the investigator, said that he believes there's a political motive behind the suspension of the investigation, and he claims that law enforcement officials are colluding with the DNC cops and the mayor of D.C. Who is it, Muriel Bowser, or is it Bowser?
Bowser? I don't know for sure, but the ladies. She didn't appear to be getting to the bottom of this, if you ask me. She's just leaving it alone. And there's been reports where they've said that, the police have said that they were told to stand down, leave it alone. And just kind of make you wonder about that whole thing. Imagine how it would be if Sheriff Mack or Sheriff Clark were taking on this deal, Sam.
Great point. Now, also, government watchdog group Judicial Watch has filed Freedom of Information Act requests with the police department and the mayor's office, as well as a request with the FBI. So, maybe Judicial Watch will get at the bottom of it. What I find is Judicial Watch always files stuff. They always get enough pay dirt to keep them relevant and raising money and make Americans believe they're on board. But I don't see that they've really blown open something so significant that it's changed the outcome of things, Kurt. I find that fascinating. Just my opinion, just an observation for you to consider. Why is Judicial Watch always in the middle of everything, always get enough to get pay dirt and force something to come out, but never enough to just completely blow the whistle and shut down the operations of government or to really change things? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my opinion, just so you know, is that number one reason is government rarely follows their own rules. For example, you request information, that's supposed to be the Freedom of Information Act, and they're supposed to get it right out to you, and it's going to take, several years before they get her done. Or if they finally do, then there's all this redaction going on. In other words, a bunch of stuff is marked out. And then the other part, at least in my opinion, I know that what you're saying is you feel like they do it just to get enough of things to keep bringing in money. On the other hand, I think a lot of it is the complicit press that will not really cover and not really, go after those things. Just like this story tells you about the big boys like the CNNs and others who, have more audience. They won't, they're not going to talk about Judicial Watch and their reports and things like that because... That messes up the picture for them.
Yeah, and I don't know that Judicial Watch is on the inside or part of anything. You're right that there's so much insider government that it's very hard to break open things. And so I don't mean to be critical of Judicial Watch as much as I'm saying, look, the insiders have lockstep control of things. Even Judicial Watch, doing the great job they do and busting some things open, they still can't get to the bottom of things and really bust things loose. For accountability. I mean, just imagine if all of a sudden Judicial Watch got to the bottom of the Vince Foster fiasco, got to the bottom of the Seth Rich fiasco, got to the bottom of the Oklahoma City bombing, got to the bottom of 9/11. I mean, I could go on and on and on. And I'm not really here to down Judicial Watch as much as I'm just saying, man, the insiders sure have control. There's a TV network, I guess, trying to bust in to get answers here too, right, Kurt?
Well, that's right, Sam. And the money being offered now from various sources for, they call it the reward money. That's what John Wayne would call it, is up to now $245,000. And this is, they say, a budding independent TV news company is jumping into the Seth Rich murder case with both feet. Boosting the reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the slain DNC, a Democratic National Committee employee's killer or killers. They boosted it up by an additional $100,000, and they issued a step-by-step report on why the mysterious death is more than a conspiracy theory.
What's up with Sean Hannity? Is he going to keep on this thing, or is he just kind of, melted into the abyss on this thing? And somehow Sean's just like out of the news and not talking, right?
As far as I understand, today would be his first day back from his, quote, vacation. So, like you say, we'll see. I personally would be very surprised if he really goes into that simply because, he'll... you know, his handlers and that kind of thing will say, well, there's a whole lot more stories we need you to cover. Yeah. I mean, there's all this, well, there's this world record guy. You know, I mean, all these different things that need to be,
from
Xinjiang
province, no less.
You know, by the way, there's, I guess,
anyway, I pray Sean stands up, but I'm with Kurt. I concur with Kurt. I predict nothing happens there. Sean will just move on.
Yeah. So there's 65 unsolved cases in D.C. from 2016. This Richest Murder is one of those. He was the only murder last year in the quiet, well-to-do Bloomingdale neighborhood. There have been a total of 5 homicides in Bloomingdale since 2012.
One of them I want to really discuss is this Miriam, what's her last name? That's the lady that drove in there and got confused in the Capitol and had a baby in the car, and they killed her, and they said it was all her fault, and that was buried too big time. What was her name? Miriam?
I think it, I have to look it up again. But, anyway, all I'm telling you is Daily Boys covered that pretty well. Yeah, it is. And somebody ought to, well,
because if you could prove collusion or prove scandal in one of them, you could start to unravel others.
That's exactly right.
And the more, I don't know what you want to call it, the more cases we have to get a break in, the greater our chance. Anyway, I hope that we get the truth on Seth Rich. Again, a lot of people would think, well, you know, we're conservative and this guy was liberal or part of the DNC and that we shouldn't be for him. Look, all lives matter. We want the truth on all cases. I want to know, was Seth Rich tied into the Russian scenario? Tied into WikiLeaks? Tied into what? What's the pay dirt here? The DNC all pointing at the Donald that he's involved, and Jared Kushner had a line to the Russians and everything else. There's no evidence so far of that. Even the Democrats admit all that. But maybe where the evidence is being buried in the D.C. Police Department, just have it all wrapped up into a we're-not-going-to-discuss-it scenario. That way they can keep the beating. Why doesn't Donald lead some of this investigation? Does the DNC state or the D.C. state police have more power than the Donald and the FBI together, Kurt? Why isn't Donald doing something to get to the bottom of this? It might just be the undoing of the case against him, but nothing's happening. We declare this nation shall endure.